Not a con.
Is this thing on? Is video rolling? Okay, this is Anything But Ethernet. It is 6 o'clock, well, a little bit after 6 on, is it Saturday? I hope it's Saturday. Okay, if this is Saturday, it must be Cleveland. And we're setting up. We got 2 serious entries to the competition this year. One of which aims to put 300 baud data over voice over IP through acoustic couplers. The other of which is a unidirectional link that transmits data through radio and semaphore and homemade thermal printer. And we have a little more setup to do. We just assembled these rigs in the next room, carted them in here, and they're being recommissioned.
How's it going?
Cool. All right, so in a few minutes we should have things running. In the meantime, let's talk about, I don't know, want to talk about what's in each setup? Or are you too busy setting up?
Actually make this thing work again. It works.
Once. All right.
And then I started down and wandered over here. Guys, you're in the same category? Okay. I'll jump to the describing how this is supposed to work first. He works on his. With any luck, this will be working by the time I'm done describing mine, I'll put mine online.
Okay. So this was a horrible mistake called go through my basement, find anything I can, plug it together. Theoretically, this should be a link. It starts at this end, serial, 300 baud. Well, okay. Actually, the modem when it first comes up is 2400 baud, but after it executes the first connection, the modem serial port has to match the speed of the connection that it's on. Because it's such a decrepit modem, I got it on my 11th birthday. Oh, excellent. Okay, so comes from serial. Modem expects to connect to a telephone line. But we have one of these, acoustical coupler, yanked out of Nate's basement. The acoustical coupler will be plugged into this Budgetone $60 Grandstream phone. Theoretically works really well, in theory. So this gets wedged on here, taped together carefully, and at which point it's now SIP protocol over Ethernet. Yes, I had to use Ethernet. I couldn't get rid of it. Mostly because the Budgetone only knows how to speak Ethernet. Budgetone runs up to a switch which is sitting behind the Macintosh, which is I'm using simply as a console so I can see the rest of the system operating. Switch goes down to this machine, which is running Asterix. How many people here saw the Asterix presentation? Excellent! We got 2 people who've seen the presentation, which means I didn't. So I have no idea what he said. Anyway, Asterix machine translates SIP over into a Zaptel interface. Zaptel is an interface developed by Digium, which ends up giving you something that looks like a POTS line out of the back of your computer. POTS line comes out into this 1970s era red phone that is falling apart and has no ringer anymore. The ringer was summarily removed at some point in its previous life. I think through a pair of wire cutters, and I think I did it. I just don't know. At that point, this gets slammed into a TRS-80 telephone interface 2. 300 baud acoustical coupler, 1 speed. This was my first modem. Okay. I use. This was the first one. This was crazy enough, but I said it wasn't crazy enough. So I plugged a null modem cable in between the acoustical coupler and a MFJ TNC2 packet controller. This is so old of a packet controller, I picked it up for $10 at a ham swap. And the guy was willing to go down to 5, but I said, no, I'm not going to do that to you, buddy. I had to set this thing with dip switches for on-air speed and serial port speed. From there, it comes out of this as audio in this wire, microphone, speaker jack, which goes into my VX5R, which is No, it's the second most modern piece of hardware in the stack. VX5R transmits out to my truck, which is in the parking ramp at the side. The truck digipedes using AX.25 digipeding back to this radio sitting 3 inches away. This is, in fact, the most advanced section of the entire communication. This is a Kenwood THD7A, which has the neat feature of having a TNC built into the radio. Since there is a TNC built into the radio, I did not have to put an external TNC here and I lose another link. From that, it comes out as 9600 baud serial. No, I can't change the speed. It's hard-coded 9600 baud serial. At which point, it ends at the terminal that Bunsen has been working on setting up. That's 10 links, 4-5 different encodings of the data stream, and the slowest connection is not the radio at 1200 baud. It is the acoustically coupled modems over VoIP at 300 baud. And it makes it from here to the parking ramp and back, plus however long you want to string these wires out. No, I'm on the secondary battery, as opposed to the primary or back. No, it's running on the It's running on the secondary battery. I have the primary and the backup still. So it's all good. I will be able to start my vehicle tomorrow. Okay, so now I actually have to make this work. It was working over there 5 minutes ago. I swear, I have witnesses. Now I gotta make it work again. Okay, Strider? Nearly there?
Start explaining.
All right. Well, this is also a multi-link system. It's unidirectional. It starts off on this laptop. The interface is designed as a soundboard. You click on icons for letters, and those get sent over the sound card to a microphone, which is placed on top of the speaker. The samples you'll find out are actually Pokemon names and a couple miscellaneous song samples. Assuming that everything works fine, the second laptop will take those samples. It'll recognize them. It will then write files and reconstruct bytes using two sound packets, so that you can send alphabetic characters over to the second laptop. Behind the second laptop, you can't see it. There is a PIC microcontroller, which is currently broken. Much better. Just needed a reset. That converts the input data that the laptop gets to PPM, pulse position modulation, which then goes to a 6-meter transmitter, which is basically used for RC work. It's better suited to flying planes around, but there's no planes here. And I'm KC8IMD, as noted on the receiver, which is you can see it there. It's a little yellow dude that does semaphore with blue flags. Not quite yet. Oh, yeah, true. The back of him is two servos, standard servos with Lego gears, receiver, and battery. Now, that's then picked up by the camera, which goes back to this laptop again. So it didn't make it very far, you know, round loop to the laptop. Right. The input device was supposed to be a spark station, but a couple days ago it decided not to work, so I resorted to using this again. From this laptop, it goes out USB once again to an infrared transceiver, which then gets sent wirelessly to the Lego printer as ASCII characters. That's using the Lego portable network, LPN. And this is LEGO Printer 1, so it's LPT1. And that goes and that prints it out on ticker tape style, and that's the network. Well, it's a one-way communication, so the kernel couldn't panic. Which is very possible. The printer prints on thermal paper with a glow plug. So if you see smoke, that's all part of the operation. It's all part of the show. And now I had to finish setting up, so I can give it back to Nate.
I'm absolutely fascinated by the image recognition going on here. I don't know if that video can capture much of this, but the view of the semaphore man here has the blue flags in boxes, and as the flag moves into a box, a little X appears in the box, showing that the software has recognized the flag moving. Coolest thing ever. The Java Media Framework for Image Recognition, okay. How's it coming? All right. Any more audience questions? Anybody? I'm going to ask later about more details about how this image recognition works. But what else is everyone interested in? All right. Let's kind of keyboard goes over audio samples into microphone, goes over serial to the PIC, goes over PPM to the radio, goes over radio to the receiver, goes over PPM again to the servos, goes over physically modulated free space optics to the camera, goes over, what is that, FireWire? To the laptop, where it's decoded back into ASCII, goes over USB to the infrared transceiver. Infrared to the printer, and then the printout. Do we count paper as a link? 10.
Yeah.
It's an even heat. So in the announcement for the contest, I said there were prizes for fastest, slowest, longest, most varied, and most absurd. Oh boy, this is going to be tough to judge. Well, the 300 baud is actually the fastest, because the little semaphore dude over here is like, I don't know, 0.2 characters per second or so. If that. Oh, and the printing's even slower. Yeah, because that glow plug takes a long time to heat up and cool off, and then move to the next pixel, heat up, cool off, move to the next pixel, move to the next pixel. Yeah, for an RC plane. You know, he's got all this RC plane gear. He just pulled it out. a little big, yeah. Smoke signals are acceptable. If you want to enter smoke signals next year, please. Well, it's outside, okay. All right, so you'll have to build that into your truck and bounce it out by radio, smoke signal it to yourself, and send it back in. Yeah. See, there are ideas galore here. This is what this contest is for. Do the most ridiculous thing you can and get points and prizes. Where are the prizes going? I think the prize box is next door. Cool. Thanks. All right, how's the setup going here? His form feed is you spin it by hand. Oh no, is it that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, this phone, by the way, this little voice over IP phone, you said it was $60?
Roughly.
Okay, it's not worth that. You plug this thing in, any radio receiver in the vicinity just goes nuts. Your TV gets noise on it, your, I mean, if you have any ham transceivers, just forget about them. Yeah. You hear it on the audio system here. So we took some of this the silver tape that you use for sealing up air conditioning systems and lined the inside of it, and that cut the interference down by about 80%, but it's still pretty bad. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why we have an FCC, and this is why this was not FCC certified. It was so cheap. But lessons learned. All right. Prizes. Ooh, cool. Okay, that comes later. Little one in the corner? Okay. We have a guest operator at the station. Yeah, they can wait. We working? Send a few characters here. Hello? It makes beepy noises. Oh wow, background images will confuse the recognizer, won't they? Don't stand behind it.
And you, Chris, start going like this.
Yeah, you could do it. You could be the input to your own creation next year. Looks good. You play a wave file per letter? Okay. The semaphore has sent messages and it's printing. Oh. Incorrectly. Oh well. Okay. Bad noise margin. Can we get video of that printer running? Maybe, maybe not. Okay, Carol's gonna get it. The printer's the most ridiculous thing. I love it. The glow plug in this printer is actually on a Lego carriage that moves it back and forth across the page. And so it moves to a position where a dot should be, warms up, cools off, moves to the next position where the dot should be, warms up, cools off, moves, warms up, cools off. When it's printed an entire row, the paper moves an eighth of an inch, and it does it all again. We printed a Z. That means it's recognized two sounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you cut out the audio phase? That's fun. Or can you feed the semaphore directly?
Yes.
I think that would be a better demonstration because it's noisy in here. Any luck from the Grand Stream?
Grand Stream is still fighting. And I'm now recycling the machine just to see if that was that part of the line.
Okay. This is why we have a whole hour for this. And we're halfway through it. Alright.
On the other side is, we didn't have witnesses. These things did work once.
And that's what makes it so much fun. Because if...
A cube.
We have a cube? He implemented the actual semaphore code in this thing. Oh, did I bump it? Okay. Yeah, we gotta get video of that printer moving. Did it work? No. Oh, well. You tried for too many links, man. Error. Everyone should flail their arms like that when there's an error. Or try a symbol that uses different signals. I don't think it likes you.
Get him out of it!
Go away! Just imagine trying to download anything over this.
Well, we transmitted a Z, and then we have to do error correction.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Whoa, we have a symbol. Is it the right one? We have a successful symbol transmission. All right, waiting for the printer to fire up. Literally. All right, we need an actual flame-based printer next year.
Don't tempt me.
Yeah, if anyone here with access to high-powered lasers can actually burn things into a paper across the room, bring it.
I do have a work in the room, but one question is...
All right. I can't get you to promise to enter that next year, can I? Oh, come on. It's printing a W. See, it needs to do a script and actually draw lines feeding the paper back and forth. You could PWM the speed down. Another time. W prints, okay. Yeah, okay, we're not going to send full sentences using this thing. I had initially intended over the slow entry, I was going to enter in What Hath God Wrought, which was the first sentence transmitted by Samuel Morse when he invented the Morse code. And I don't think that's practical here. Congratulations, you've stepped back 160 years in communications technology. Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, most absurd, definitely. Slowest, definitely. Most varied, I'm not sure. Oh, nobody's seen the printout. Yeah, get that up in front of the camera. Form feed. spin the wheel. Okay. Oh, you need a paper cutter. Now, how many of those were what you meant to transmit? The W. We have a, wow. Yeah. It is not a network. It's unidirectional. Got to make it go both ways next year with a different path each way. What's it sending now? Did it hear something? Oh. Yeah, get behind the thing and dance, see what it prints out. It's breathing. All right. Audio level is up. All right. This is good because the battery on the terminal is getting low. 45, okay. All right, we're going to bring up the acoustic couplers through the voice over IP phone connection. This is on answer. ATA, tell me when to hit enter. Answer.
We have a connect.
Excellent. Okay, one link is up. Radio is up. Okay. Let's isolate it from the table's vibration. No better? Maybe it's the other one. I don't see enough lights on the TNC. connected to something.
So I should be able to check the
All right, we got data one way. Shouldn't.
How do you do a SIM break check? By the way, these are not my terminals on either end. They cannot count as part of the connection. I just brought two serial cables with too much crap in between.
500 millisecond break. Like that. And then click back in.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're disconnected.
So we're going to try this again.
So that was just radio to radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to go radio to truck to radio. That's the point. I think all these technologies were intended for communications, so I can't really call this one most absurd. But yellow. Cardboard semaphore guys and Pokemon names shouted through speaker were never intended for communication. I'm sorry. Yeah, right.
Yes.
We have a link through the truck. If we get crosstalk between the two systems, I'm going to laugh. What's that? Oh. Can we send messages back? Let me get the wireless mic farther away. Is that a speaker?
In front of a speaker is probably not the greatest idea ever done.
I can talk really loud, will that help?
Can I turn this down? It's accepting all interference.
Very sensitive to volume levels. It doesn't normalize the input. So it matches, you know, the frequencies, it does spectrum analysis, but if the microphone gets moved too much, or, you know, I accidentally hit the volume control, it doesn't recognize it anymore. So I had all the samples set up at home. It worked fine. They didn't work in the other room. I had to re-record everything in the other room. And the same thing here, pretty much. Possibly because of the acoustic properties of the room, reverb, whatever. It doesn't like any except for two or three of the sound effects.
Which are coincidentally.
It really likes Mankey.
Choose you, Pikachu.
And the printer is going right ahead.
All right.
Gibberish.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes left here. Yeah.
Exactly.
And, all right. We have 5 minutes and then five of getting out. So, what do you think?
Well, for the first category of fastest, I don't think there's any contest. I believe
fastest?
That goes to Amish 1.
And
for finishing a complete word, or in this case, sentence.
Yeah?
Sentence.
And in each direction.
Each direction.
Although not at the same time. That's okay. Slowest.
So consequently, yes, in a binary competition, fastest, and then the slowest over here, yes.
Most absurd. I'm sorry that... I hope you're not offended that I called your setup absurd.
I was going for slowest and absurd, so...
He's going for slowest and absurd, he got slowest and absurd.
Anyone!
That is it.
Slowest and absurd. However, we do have two other categories, or one other category.
Most varied.
And
10 hops each, equally varied.
Longest.
Oh, longest. Okay, you got fastest and longest. Were you going for fastest at 300 baud?
No, I was talking slowest.
He was going for slowest at 300 baud.
I am duly impressed by that.
We got prizes.
He actually brought
the prizes. All right, we got prizes. Prizes include a modem.
You won something that's completely faster than your entire system.
Yeah, it's a whole 2400 baud. It's a full length 8-bit ISA, 1200, 2400, or 300 bits per second.
Congratulations.
I'll put it in next year's link.
A bag of cell phone stuff. Old.
In parentheses, old.
Courtesy of Citadel, who
thank you, Citadel.
Yes.
Is he even here? No.
He's in another room somewhere. But he's gaining some notoriety for just showing up with weird old things. And get a picture? Okay, cool. And this I have to send over here. That's weird enough. Build it into next year. Oh, we have a shirt.
Packet Sniffers.
The Packet Sniffers.
Donated
extra large.
Prize. Don't sniff the sniffer.
I can't smell a thing. All right, who wants Packet Sniffers shirt? Audience prize. Oh, well.
We gave away a shirt, and one person claimed, what raised their hand.
Two.
You guys try harder. Try harder. We countered with we can't smell anything.
Hey, can I read this?
It's a check
Outlands.
For $1 billion.
Okay. Outlands net shell account number 2. Who wants shell hosting?
Shell. Free shell.
Free shell? I don't know. All right. Who thinks either of these guys needs a book about upgrading or repairing PCs? All right. They're good books.
I don't think this guy knows shit about that,
This is the 15th anniversary edition. I have the second edition at home. It's a really good book. This one might even cover things like 16-bit buses. maybe 32.
ISA, the new standard.
So I want this to go to someone who's not so technical yet, but wants to be. Who wants to be here next year? Oh, come on. There are people here for the community and the art and the music. You hear? Yeah, shut up. You want it?
Eric Pinzer in the back. On the cameras, too. Thank you, Eric, for the cameras.
Video guys need more PC knowledge so they can be PC guys next year. More prizes. C-Primer Plus, 4th edition from Sam's Publishing. Flip through it. What is it?
It's very bulky.
It's an exceptionally good book. I used it. A variant of it in high school.
Is it a useful reference?
Yes.
That's been stolen. Okay. Open sources? Signed by Chris DePona. You want it? I don't know. It's a book. Brian Bellendorf, Scott Bradner, Jim Hammerly, Kirk McCusick, Tim O'Reilly, Tom Peckin. Yeah. It's got a bunch of big names on the cover. Go for it. Anyone need to learn Unix? Cool.
I'm the administrator for the
boxes. Hack those boxes and win next year's contest of Hack Marks Boxes.
Wait, let me include that in Manage for Access Control.
Radio Userland, which has nothing to do with radio. Radio Userland is an internet content management and programming tool. Makes it simple to publish your own weblog and database content, develop web services, and collect information from thousands of internet sites. They meant well, he says. Who wants it? You get it. Haha. You stuck with it. ProSpring. Yeah, J2EE. Okay. What's a J2EE or a spring? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, why do they give them stupid names like Spring? I mean, all the good names are taken. All right. Bob. All right, who wants it? Anyone?
Who wants this cold fusion book?
Okay. If you go on border, it sells back.
Anyone?
Well, like 40 bucks.
You want it? You're stuck with it. You were talking. All right. And the prize box is empty?
Yeah, it could be a prize itself. Who wants the anything but Ethernet box? We can carry stuff with... Hey, you have two books. Put it in there.
Redirection.
It can carry things.
Yes, the box.
We need boxes. We brought things in bags that ripped, so we're kind of screwed.
All right. Contest is over.
Contest over. Hope you all enjoyed this.
Yes. Experience.